the southeast coast of the mainland, there's an island called Rumblody.
Rojack Rabbit's Gucci, Gucci, the first to live more there in ages. The scarecrow can walk the wall like the park, and their idols are running out of pages.
And in the tree of plenty, there's a tree house, which is magic but also a school. And in that school, you might occasionally find Nero's class.
Now, whoever could that be? I'm not expecting a visitor.
Professor Nero!
Hiya, Danvers.
What happened? Where's your chin gone?
I suppose I'd better begin at the beginning. So this morning, I was just teaching my class as usual and... Today, we're going to be talking about language, which is interesting because that means we're going to be talking about talking. Isn't that funny?
Funny peculiar or funny haha?
Excellent example, Jacaranda. The word funny can mean different things depending on how it's said. Name a topic.
Food.
Okay, well, take bananas.
Gladly.
As well as being my least favourite fruit, I wouldn't eat one to save my life. You might say something is bananas if it's...
It's bananas that you don't like bananas.
Very good. Okay, now say toffee.
Toffee.
Actually, that's another thing I detest. Yes, a toffee is a chewy sweet, but you might also say that something silly is a load of old toffee.
It's a load of old toffee that you don't like toffee.
Okay, well maybe we need to move away from my dietary preferences. The point is, you need to be careful how you use language. Because words can mean different things to different people. But also, words can be very powerful.
Sure, you don't need to tell us that.
Rumblody is the home of double meanings of powerful words.
Are you talking about the...
Shh!
I wasn't actually going to say it.
Say what?
See, there's a word here.
Two words.
And if you say it, you'll awaken a creature of the same name from its slumber. A creature that's been waiting almost 100 years, hoping against hope that somebody might say the thing and accidentally summon it.
So that it can arise once more and finally be free of its curse.
Ah, you're spooking me now. What's the word?
We're hardly gonna say it.
Write it down then. Otherwise I'm gonna be too petrified to say anything from now on.
Oh, I wouldn't even be comfortable writing it down.
At least tell me why.
In times of old, when food was scarce and families were large, there was one easy way to make sure your pot of stew could feed as many mouths as possible. Add more water. Most hungry people understood this and accepted this, but there was one greedy little boy who always complained. Beano P.F. Now, Beano didn't complain that his stew was too watery or too thin. He had a special expression he liked to use. He loudly refused to eat his dinner, saying that it was too...
Flavourless?
Don't try and guess it.
Until one day, he said his little catchphrase while standing on a patch of hungry grass.
Hungry grass?
Look it up.
His ungratefulness offended the Fair Gorta,
who put a curse on him, so that from that day on...
He could only ever say that one thing.
Over and over.
Are you winding me up?
Why would we wind you up? Are you a jack-in-the-box?
No. Why is everything you children say so confusing and unclear and, well, wishy-washy?
No.
Oh! What are you doing?
How? Just how?
Out of all the words in all the world.
I can't believe you've done this.
What? What's going on? What have I done?
You just said the thing.
Confusing.
The other thing.
Wishy-washy. What's wrong with saying wishy-washy?
Stop saying it.
It doesn't matter, Scooch. It's already too late.
What's that noise?
By saying wishy-washy, you've just awoken and summoned the wishy-washy guy.
What on earth is the wishy-washy guy?
Wishy-washy.
Say for yourself.
More like smell for yourself.
Wishy-washy.
Huh? That little rat bag just bit me.
Wishy-washy.
Of course it did. What did you expect?
Not this. Ow. What is this thing? How could something like this even exist? Look at the trail of drool and muck. Is that an extra mouth on his belly? Is his head upside down? Get off my leg!
Don't be mean.
Stop petting it. He's filthy.
He needs love.
The only thing that monster needs is a teething ring. Ugh, where's the cat that's also the mare when you need him?
What's the jingle?
What jingle?
You know. If you get bitten by the wishy-washy guy,
wishy-washy,
you've got a something, something, is it pie?
Oh yeah, my granny used to sing that. Minus the part with the WW word, of course.
Ah, pish posh. This isn't some off-Broadway musical. This is real life. I need ointment. Can somebody please fetch me some ointment?
Ointment?
Ointment's no good. We need to get you to the vet.
But vets are for animals. I can't believe you're taking me to the vet.
The vet looks after everybody here.
Whether they be animal, mineral, or vegetable.
Or human?
Sure, we're all the same on the inside.
That's not... Look, just promise me they do humans as well.
Are you ever going to stop questioning our ways?
Probably not.
Wishy-washy.
Does he have to come too?
Ah, he's cute.
He's not cute. He's a bloodthirsty savage.
Wishy-washy.
The more the merrier.
Next is... Professor Nero?
That was quick. I hope I'm not skipping any of these guys. Some of them look pretty strong.
Oh, they're not sick.
They're just our little pals. This is their hangout spot.
Right. Then this little thing bit me, so yeah, that's what happened. Then we came straight here.
I see. And have you been having any problems with your tail lately?
My tail? Vetsui, need I remind you that I am a human?
Yes.
I am a human.
Okay.
You told me that she did humans.
She does.
Now, where did he bite you?
On my tum-tums.
Okay, well, we might need to just chop it off.
You can't just chop off my tum-tums.
Do you remember the jingle, Vetsui?
What jingle?
The one about what to do if you get bitten by this fella.
Wishy-washy.
No, I don't like music. Now, tell me, Professor Nero, when did you lose your tusks? Was that a recent thing, or...?
I never had tusks. When did you lose your tusks?
Excuse me. That's quite the question to ask a lady. Anyway, I'm not the one that managed to get bitten by the WW. The first person to do so this century.
Wishy-washy.
Just hurry up. My skin's going green. I'm almost the same colour as this little weirdo.
Wishy-washy. You're also drooling a lot more than usual.
Interesting.
Give a look at that big book.
It says here that there are only two things that separate humans from animals. Shopping.
What?
And chins.
Makes sense.
Yeah, like you never see... a flamingo stroking his chin.
I remember that day we went to the big smoke. It was all only humans in the shops.
This is ridiculous. How have chins got anything to do with wishy-washy?
Wishy-washy!
You need to stop saying that.
I didn't mean to say it that time. It just came out. It was as if wishy-washy, wishy-washy.
Is it just me? Or does his chin seem to be...
Holy catamaran. It's...
shrinking!
Ah! I need this chin!
What for?
You'll also notice that the, WW is growing a chin. In biting your teacher, he seems to have passed on his DNA. He is becoming human, and this Nero character is indeed becoming both wishier and washier.
Wishy-washy! I don't want to be a wishy-washy guy.
Wishy-washy.
I love being Professor Nero. And all I wanted was a drop of ointment.
Great idea. That should do the trick. Let me check my ointment cupboard.
Are you?
Morgan ointment, Selkie ointment, pig ointment. Drat. I must be out of human ointment.
What a shocker.
Maybe try witch Danvers?
Even I could have told you that.
Yeah, well, you didn't.
So, Danvers, it's been quite the morning. But that's how we ended up here, wishy-washy.
Well, I don't think I needed all that detail. But tell me this. Where's the creature gone now?
Who cares?
Okay, so the good news is... I do remember that jingle that Jackie mentioned.
Phew!
I think I have it on an old record. Every home on the island was sent a copy during the Great WW Panic of 1937.
Here you go, Nero. I made you this.
A card? Sorry to hear that you're turning into the wishy-washy guy. Get well soon.
Me thoughts are with you at this time.
Thank you, Scooch. I appreciate that. Wishy-washy.
Ah, yes. Here it is.
Wishy-washy.
Residents of Runglodi, by now you are most likely aware of the trouble that has befallen our island. A fellow Runglodian recently used the WW word to refer to something that was slightly confusing to them. This was a catastrophic mistake. These words awoke an ancient creature of the same name. an ancient creature that loves to bite. Luckily, we've managed to discover the antidote, which we will now reveal to you through the medium of song.
Just my luck.
I'll just give it a good kick.
It'd be an honor.
If you get bitten by the wishy-washy guy, you got a half an hour to eat banoffee pie.
Half an hour?
Banoffee pie?
I knew I had something to do with pie.
Hey! Or else you'll become the new wishy-washy guy, and the wishy-washy guy that bit you turns back into a normal guy.
Not particularly catchy, is it?
But why banoffee? Of all things.
The unique combination of toffee and banana works like a vaccination, a tardy sort of mana.
Whatever you say, ancient jug band.
As a community, we must vow to never again utter these two words. Now, you may get back to whatever it is that you were doing. Just whatever you do, don't say wishy-washy. Whoops.
Wishy-washy!
No! Quick, get me a banana and toffee entombed in crust and garnished with cream. Pronto!
I can't eat banoffee pie. It's all the things I hate. Wishy-washy.
Well, do you think you could live like this?
No!
Do you think you could learn to live like this?
Also no.
It's just a bit of cake, like.
What does being a wishy-washy involve?
Well, as you lie in wait for someone to say your name, you spend 300 years in the bog of mulch, 300 years in the bog of wretch, and then...
Fine. Where can I get a banoffee pie?
The Phantom Kangaroo serves fresh tarts daily.
Hi, the Goobob.
What can I get you?
Can you make me a banoffee pie without any banana or toffee?
I'm afraid that would be illegal.
Your chin is fading fast.
Fine. One slice of banoffee and make it snappy. How much of that half hour do I have left, wishy-washy?
I'm going to say about 9 minutes. Seconds. Now 7.
You probably shouldn't have told me that entire story in real time.
Here you go, dear. One banoffee pie.
Gimme.
Zero.
It's actually quite nice. Wishy-washy.
Nero!
Where's he gone?
I dare say he'll be in the bog of mulch by now.
That he will. You lucky dog.
Who are you?
That's not important. What's important is...
You're the previous WWG, aren't you? The one that bit Nero.
Do I look like the kind of guy that bites people?
Yeah, you do.
Ah, you got me.
You're Beano PF?
Nah, I took this place a long time ago. But boy, was I glad to.
Why would you be glad?
Yeah, I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but I'm feeling kind of homesick. When you've spent so much of your life as a bug monster, being back in society just makes you feel out of place. I miss the smell. I don't know any of the things that people are talking about. My old cabin is now a wig shop.
I know. Why don't you just say the thing again? Let Nero bite you, and then you can get back to your bog.
Are you serious? After all these years lying in the bog, keeping my ears peeled, hoping that somebody someday might say the word.
And what word is that?
Wishy-wa... Oh, nice try. I'm not falling for that one. Nope. I'll just have to get used to it, but I'm here to stay.
Look over there, lads. Isn't that that fellow who did all the awful stuff back in the 30s?
As you roamed into the back seat, boy.
You're joking me. He really did that too. And you're sure it's him?
It is and all. That's Monk Lordy's most wanted criminal.
She's him.
They still recognize me. Oh, I gotta get back to my hideout. Wishy-washy.
Here he comes.
He's coming back.
Bite me! Bite me now! Use either mouth, I don't care! Oh, it won't be so bad. Besides, in just a couple of 100 years, I get to move to the bog of wretch.
Wishy-washy.
Yahoo! Back to the bog. Wishy-washy.
Nero, you're back. In man form.
It's me, all right.
He's even got his chin back. Good as new.
Indeed. Well, I think that pretty much concludes our lesson about the power of words and why you need to think before you talk. I'm off for a bath.
Tell your rubber duckies I was asking for them.
Oh, will do. Can I get a doggy bag for this banoffee?
Neo's Class was written, directed, composed and edited by Bobby Ahern.
This episode starred
Bridget McLean,
Gil Cooney,
Elsie Akinduko,
Kenny O'Dwyer,
Brian Sheridan,
Matthew Carpenter,
Aoife Spratt,
Peter McGann,
and Tim Falcon Prime.
He's a bloodthirsty savage.
Sound designed by
Eamon Bailey.
Co-produced by
Maggie Fagan,
Lucy Jorgensen,
and
Nicky Cochran.
Cover art by
Ruin Van Bleet.
Special thanks to Barry, Leisha, and Nicky. Funded by RTE and Commission the Man, with the television licence fee.